Last year, the state legislature invested $10 million to support math readiness and programs, as well as the establishment of the Utah STEM Action Center. Meredith Manabach, the state STEM program director, says STEM is an education movement making its way across the country.
Utah is trying to be a thought leader and a leader in this movement and really focus on STEM in education classroom. We have some work to do, and the legislature realized it, and that's why they appropriated the $10 million last year. We've had some really exciting things going on this past year in STEM, and we can hope to continue to do more exciting things as people become more aware and more industry becomes involved.
The STEM Action Center is really just an office in the Governor's Office of Economic Development, which serves as a hub of information, especially for school districts that don't have the resources to figure out what kind of STEM programs are best for their students.
To gather best practices, what's happening in Utah, what's happening across the country, and bring that to the classrooms in Utah, support Utah State Office of Education, and support the school district to find the latest cutting-edge technology and programs and get those to the students.
Financed by Utah businesses, invested in finding a future workforce, a media campaign was launched last week to try and attract more students into taking STEM courses in high school.
Industry came together and are really putting their money to be a voice in the state of Utah. It's a media campaign to educate and to change the minds of parents and students around STEM, to let them know that Utah's economy is continuing to grow and the governor is doing a fantastic job of bringing companies and jobs into the state of Utah, and we need to ensure that people understand what STEM is and that students are motivated to study those courses in junior high and high school so that they're prepared to take those courses in college, and then they're prepared to be the workforce, the next generation workforce in those STEM jobs right here in Utah. We have many companies that have engineering positions available today, and they can't find enough engineers.
The campaign, she says, will be directed at students and their parents. She says expect to see new billboards, TV advertising, as well as social media to motivate kids to take STEM classes. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.